Good morning, everyone. This is the August 22nd, 2023 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. I'm the chairman, James Corsi. Let me take the roster this morning, please. Chair is here. Ms. Ross is absent, I understand. Ms. Stone, you are here. Mr. Vineyard is here. Mr. Palute is here. Ms. Field is here. And Mr. Drayton is absent, correct? This morning. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call a quasi-judicial proceeding. Anyone wishing to give testimony this morning, please sign in. All witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. And all of these proceedings are being recorded. The decisions of this board are final. And any challenges to these decisions should be made and filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. Right. May we stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Looks like we have some light business this morning. First matter on the agenda is the approval of the July 25th, 2023 meeting minutes. Have the board members had an opportunity to review the minutes? And if so, are there any edits, suggested edits?
Mr. Chairman, not hearing any, I move that the minutes be approved.
All right. By voice vote, all in favor that the July 25th minutes be approved, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. July 25th minutes are approved. Now we're to the – we got no old business, correct?
Okay.
None? All right. The regular agenda is variance request to use standards under 400 Johnny Mercer Boulevard. Okay. Can we hear from staff, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Lito, MPC staff. This is for an address of 400 Johnny Mercer Boulevard. The petitioner requests to establish a personal service firm in the IP zoning district with frontage on a local road where frontage on a collector or arterial are required per section 4-5.2 of the zoning ordinance. The proposed business is a tattoo shop for a single technician. The shop is proposed to be less than 1,200 square feet in area and to operate by appointment only. Subject property is located on Wilmington Island and is zoned PIP/TC, Planned Institutional Professional Town Center Overlay. The property is approximately 0.5 acres in size. The subject parcel is currently developed as a multi-tenant office building called Island Park, with tenants of varying trades occupying its suites. Visible from 2019 Google Street View imagery are a dentist office, hair salon, nail salon, massage therapist, and roofing contractor's office. The subject parcel, as you can see, has frontage on both Shipwreck Court and Johnny Mercer Frontage Road. Personal service shops are limited to 1,200 square feet of leasable area and require access via a thoroughfare classified as a collector or arterial in the IP zoning district. So because the unit is facing the frontage of Johnny Mercer and not actually Johnny Mercer, that's the request for the variance. No record of variances to the required standard were found for the subject parcel, as there are other license units that are a nail salon, a hair salon, dating back to 1994, and they all front the Johnny Mercer Frontage Road. The subject parcel contains 31 parking off-street spaces for tenant and guest use at a maximum of 1,200 square feet. The proposed use would require 7 off-street parking spaces and 1 additional for the tattoo artist. The subject parcel was likely zoned PIP because of its frontage on Shipwreck Court, which leads into a residential area. The zoning classification limits intensity of uses. Johnny Mercer Frontage Road, however, provides access to parcels zoned for more intense business uses. The longtime existence of personal services establishments at this location, even without a variance, serves as an indication that the PIP zoning is likely sufficient to keep use intensity low enough to avoid erosion of residential quality of life. The subject parcel has curbs on both Shipwreck Court and Tybee Drive. Nearby are Dollar General and Child Care Network daycare centers, which also share access via Tybee Drive. The addition of the proposed use is unlikely to substantially alter the character of the area. Let me show you a portion of the staff report with the photo, with the dotted area as the subject parcel. And our recommendation. As the impact of introducing a new low-intensity personal service firm at this location is likely minimal, MPC staff recommends approval of the requested variance. Thank you. That is all for my presentation. I'm here for any questions as well as the applicant.
Any questions of staff? I take it that this Johnny Mercer Frontage Road is not a collector, considered a collector?
Correct, yes, because the actual Johnny Mercer is a collector.
Oh, so it's kind of like arterial. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the Duren frontage, and then there's Duren.
I would have assumed that Johnny Mercer itself would have been an arterial, but okay.
Johnny Mercer itself is, it's just the frontage is not considered.
Okay. I guess I need to know what the I'm not that curious about what
okay.
a collector road is as opposed to an arterial, but any other questions? All right. Who's here to speak for the applicant this morning? Come on up, please.
Morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Dylan Kinkley.
And your address?
My home address is 20 Sapphire Island Road, Savannah, Georgia, 31410.
Right. Raise your right hand for me, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Do you have the floor?
So I moved from Oregon full-time as of this last December. I've been tattooing for 12 years. I just have a one-person day kind of shop. I have it locked during the day. My shop, again, moving from Oregon, I didn't know the area at all, and I ended up getting a shop on Montgomery Street, which has been great for me, but it's also a lot further away from home. So this would be about 3 minutes, so I could, you know, ride a bike to work, pick up my kids and drop them off and stuff. So that's why I'm trying to relocate. And this is, again, I've rented for 12 years. This would be the first time actually buying a property for my business, so it's all very new.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Georgia. What the heck brought you all the way over?
Oh, man, what didn't? Wet weather, namely, my wife's.
And we don't have wet weather around
here.
No,
the weather is what I like. Yeah, so Oregon's, it's about 9 months of dreary, which is, it's beautiful nature, but I can only take so much cold rain. So, it was a long planned escape. So.
Any questions from the board? Okay. Hearing none, any discussion? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. This is looks to me like a no-brainer. There's already personal service places in there, and the man obviously is a little bit of an entrepreneur. He's buying at his own spot. And I would move that the variance be approved.
Here's a second.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second by voice vote. All in favor of approving the variance, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Georgia.
I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
That's all right.
Thank you. Do I need to?
Good luck to you.
Hang out here or anything? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You guys need a tattoo on Wilmington Island?
No. A little past that.
All right. Do we have any other business this morning? Hearing none, we are adjourned.